Welcome to a new episode of Hacks and Hobbies with your host, Junaid Ahmed.
Hey guys, welcome back to a brand new episode of Hacks and Hobbies. Today is still a brand new day. We've got half more day to go. I'm still trying to figure out my flow and how often I can post. I want to do it daily, but the weekend comes in the way and there's a lot of things going on and I'm not able to publish any content. So I could double up each day, that way I have 10 episodes in 5 days, or I could just do 5 episodes and skip the weekend. But I know there's a lot of you listening in on the weekend and catching up on what's going on. So maybe I can just leave that gap and do the weekend thing. Now next, this coming long weekend will be a 3-day weekend. We have Labor Day on Monday and then more schools starting up the day after, Tuesday. So, I will only be able to get 8 episodes in next week since I'll be traveling. And we'll see how it goes. I am looking for your feedback. So please send me a feedback. Send me a message using the anchor.fm app, or you can tweet at SuperJunaid. Or find me on, where else would you find me on? Facebook, SuperJunaid, as well as LinkedIn, SuperJunaid. So you could find me in these 3-4 spots. Instagram, look up SuperJunaid, and that is spelled SuperJunaid, spelled out on the cover art for this podcast. So earlier today, we spoke about the first day of school, pilots, Tim Ferriss interviewing Drew. So what's left to talk about for today? Well, today was a productive day, and I'll get right into it with the most amazing thing I discovered over the weekend, just after the break. So what's this amazing thing that I've discovered over the weekend? Well, one of the Still Brewing It co-hosts, either I found it there or somewhere else, I cannot remember, but I was forwarded this link which enabled 360 degree simulation. You strap into this contraption and you can rotate 360 degrees all around as you play a video game. Could be a flight simulator, and the yaw, the pitch and the roll is you're rotating in all different directions. It's pretty amazing. And then I followed the link through. This thing was on Reddit. Link through and discovered Feel3.com. Feel3 creates a motion simulator for virtual reality. They call it a VR motion simulator. Essentially, it is a semicircle, a half sphere sitting on top of 3 motors, 3 omni wheels that rotate this half circle in any which way direction. Imagine BB-8, but now flip him over on his head. His head is the one controlling the entire body, and imagine sitting into that body and moving in all 360 directions. Now this device was put together by Mark Towner. He's a founder and the designer for this amazing motion simulator. And he started work on this back in June of 2014. It's been a long journey that himself and his excellent team has worked on this product for many different iterations and brought it to where it is today. They came out of stealth back in 2017 after they had filed patents for the motion simulator, and just today they were able to go live as a Kickstarter campaign. They had a very generous offers and discounts and a very conservative Kickstarter campaign. They're only looking to raise $68,000 to $69,000. In UK is where the company is based out of. That's how much they're looking to raise, and I believe within the first 75 minutes, they were able to close in on that campaign goal with a total of 35 backers. I believe last time I checked, they were short $3,500. Pretty amazing. If you get a chance, check out kickstarter.feel3.com or go to feel3.com, F-E-E-L-T-H-R-E-E.com. This is an amazing virtual reality simulator that will change the way you play games. They also have another device. They've got multiple versions of this device. One of them moves you all around. The other one just gives you excellent feedback as you're driving a car simulation. Amazing little project. So if you're interested or you're in the market for a motion simulator for your gaming needs, check out feel3.com. All right, what's next? Next up, Gary V. So I've been listening to Gary V for not too long, probably less than a year. Actively listening or actively following his activities. He said, somebody asked him, you know, why was he not so active on social media 3-4 years ago? And he said, because it was not the right time to do so. But right now he is active on all social media platforms. There's multiple podcasts that he's got going on. One of them is on Apple Podcast, the Gary V Audio Experience. The other one is on Anchor. Now I've got to go search Anchor's podcast and the podcast he has on Anchor and figure out the differences. The Anchor one is more precise and short, anywhere from 2 to 3 minutes per episode or per audio experience, with longer ones on the Apple Podcast. And the latest podcast that I heard was this gentleman, Colin Shoaib Awan, and he was asking some really good questions. But he went nonstop 3.5 minutes, 4 minutes, nonstop talking to Gary Vee, and Hassan Minhaj was also on the call. It was really cool watching the video, and the reaction of the two gentlemen as they're listening to him speak was just outstanding. And Gary Vee remarks that going to that pitch nonstop without taking a breath was just, he was just blown away. He's like, Hassan here, he's a comedian and he makes people laugh, and I want to be funny, saying Gary, says Gary V. And Gary V, he's up there, but he was like, the passion that this gentleman had speaking and asking questions was just amazing to him. So what are the questions? Well, the funny part was when Gary V is like, all right, you stop. You just got done talking for 9.5 hours without taking a breath. Hold on a second. And Hassan's like, wait, what's the question? Did he asked a question? And Gary's like, I know the question. I've heard this question many a times, and I have the same answer for everybody asking this question. It's like the one of the things that the asker, what's the terminology for somebody who asks a question? The questioner, one of the terms, one of the things that he mentioned phrase is like, I'm good at so many things, I can't pick which one. And that is BS, because that's just mean that you're lazy and you're not willing to decide and pick what you want to be known for. And tell you the truth, I have the same problem. So Gary V says, you gotta pick your poison, take it all the way, and you gotta love the process of creating, the journey of creating this content, journey of struggle, the struggle, right? And he's got some excellent parallels and metaphors relating to football teams and local teams. And it's like, you're the fan of the local teams because you went through the struggle and you built the team up and now you're winning games. And the problem is most people don't care much for the struggle. They just want to get to that point where they're enjoying and having fun. So the idea is to live the dream, but to get to the dream, right? To get to that dream of being famous, of making money, of making it big, using just your own talent and voice and acting and whatever it is, you need to continue and go on and do it. Gary V also had a tweet earlier today where he posted a 2-minute 47-second video, and in it people come up to him and they say, I want to be like you, Gary V. How are you able to do these interviews on CNN and Fox and Ellen and whatnot? Like, how are you able to get to that? And it's like, well, people just focus on those big interviews. They don't ask, you know, how did you get there? Because to tell you the truth, Gary V has been on thousands of interviews, right? Thousands of interviews on whoever you could think of that was interested in his materials, interested in his mindset. And that just goes to show, right? People will jump on the bandwagon when it's convenient for them, when they know that wagon is going to the right spot. But it does not mean that you're going to be able to create that same bandwagon for yourself if you just jump on it. You have to create your own wagon. You got to put in the work. You got to consistently create content, provide value, bring value to others. And I was just fascinated by that post. And he's got the same message over and over and over for the past 3 years. He said, you know, do as I do, not what I say. He's telling everybody to buy advertisement on Facebook or Instagram story because they are the cheapest ads that you can purchase. And you can target it like a mo, like amazingly, I mean, targeted to the teeth who you want clicking that ad. And Facebook provides that platform, no doubt. There's 3 billion people on Facebook, according to Gary Vee. Maybe there's, what I know of is that there's 2 billion people on Facebook, right? And this is a this is an excerpt from his talk in Singapore. And he's like, I'm creating VaynerMedia satellite office here in Singapore because he sees the hustle, he sees the entrepreneur mentality that people have in Singapore and in the Southeast Asia. It's just amazing. It's blown up. And it's like, my message is going to be the same thing. Go push your content, buy advertisement for what you're creating, for what you're offering on Facebook, on Instagram stories, and get to it. And he's like, he was cringing when people introduce him and tell the audience that Gary took his parents' company, his dad's company, from $4 to $60 million. And I think I mentioned this earlier in a previous episode. And Gary's like, I could have taken it to $250 million. Because if he had known in 97 what Google AdWords could do for his business, he would have taken ads out of everywhere else and just focused on Google AdWords. And he's saying that if this was 97 and I knew what I know now, I would have told everybody to put their money on Google AdWords. Because 7 years from now, 7 years from now, it's not going to be the cheapest place to advertise Facebook and Instagram stories. So if you're into business, if you know what you're doing, if you've got a business that you want to market to people who will definitely be interested in buying your merchandise, your services, your talent, and be able to pay for it, go create some Facebook ads and learn it. Learn Facebook ads. Google and YouTube is full of information. Facebook provides ton of information on how to use their ad platform. And if you can go and learn how to do this on Facebook, you can do it for others. Now, back in 2010, back in 2010, from 2007 to 2010, or 2008 to 2010, I was working for a company where we were creating campaigns for small businesses. We're creating campaigns, tracking AdWords, and it was huge. AdWords and local business is the gold mine, is where it's at, because every local business is different and unique in every single locality. There's tons and thousands and thousands of cities and counties and states. Maybe not a thousand states, but there's thousands of counties. There's hundreds of counties, thousands of cities, and every place has the business, small businesses run by mom and pop who need some help with Facebook ads, who need some help with Instagram stories. How are they getting that information? Can you be that expert and teach them that? So that's where it's at, and that's what Gary Vee's saying and doing. He's doing that. All right, I am off my horse. Thank you for listening. I absolutely hope that I'm providing value to you. I appreciate your likes and subscription, and you subscribing to my content, to my podcast. Please, please, please feel free to send in any questions you might have for me. Last question I had was, what kind of apps do you run on your mobile device? I haven't heard anything yet on that podcast. I don't have any new questions. but feel free to ask me any question you might have. Again, thank you so much for listening. Talk to you very, very soon. Take care and have an excellent day.